It's important to know that during periods of emotional distress, that it is common to want to numb intense or unhelpful feelings. We may have a desire to regulate, control, or numb intense feelings. And eating can provide us an escape from unpleasant situations. But often it leaves us feeling trapped, feeling guilt and feeling shame. And it can lead to mindless eating. It becomes a vicious cycle. So we may feel distressed and it may make us turn to things to comfort ourselves. And this causes us to feel guilty for overeating, which leads us to feeling distressed again. It can be really difficult to break this cycle, but during these sessions, we're going to talk about how we break the cycle. We're going to discuss binge eating. Binge eating involves losing control over eating. Often it results in us consuming large amounts of food in one sitting, and it makes us feel like we've got an inability to stop and like we've lost control. This leads to an intense feelings of disgust, guilt and shame, and it may trigger a desire to compensate, such as over-exercising, restricting food intake, or by purging. It's important to note that overeating is normal and common behaviour that everyone engages in from time to time, such as during the holidays or dining out with our friends, or when we're enjoying something that's delicious. The key distinction between overeating and binge eating is that overeating does not feel like we're losing control, and it does not come with as much distress. Binge eating can cause us significant distress. At this point, we've introduced the self-monitoring diary, and this can be really helpful for us to understand binge eating, and it can be really helpful for us to become aware of triggers and what happens when we have been binge eating. We're going to talk a little bit more about what the triggers are today, and then if binge eating is a problem for you, we're going to undertake an activity using the self-monitoring diary. So, firstly, we want to ask ourselves some questions if we are binge eating. The first things that we want to look at is where and when do we tend to overeat, and do you feel out of control during these episodes? Remember, binge eating classically comes with a feeling of distress and out of control. The next thing is we want to look at triggers. So we have both physical and psychological triggers. Firstly, the physical side of things is, have you eaten on a regular basis that day? Remember, if your energy levels are low, you are more likely to turn towards food to try and up them, and we're likely to lose control if we have low energy levels. The psychological triggers may be more based around our emotional health and our distress levels. We may have denied ourselves food. We may be feeling upset or distressed, and we may be in pain or we may be feeling bored. It's also really important when we're using our self-monitor diary that we think about what happened after the episode, as often binge eating will come with feelings of guilt or shame. So I want you to think about, what do you do afterwards? Is there any way that you were trying to compensate? Do you deny yourself food in the future? And how do you feel emotionally? It's important that we do this so that we get a better understanding of what our binge eating episodes look like, because if we have self-awareness, then we're able to make changes to overcome it. Now, if you haven't already filled in an emotional food diary, it may be really helpful for you to do one about a recent binge eating episode. If you're not sure about how to fill in the emotional food diary, please go back to the additional tools and look at how to fill in the emotional food diary. This was also discussed in session 2.